Everybody. Yeah, last time we started again with scattering theory, but this time in three dimensions. And yeah, not for very long, but I still need to repeat the basic things we did. So 3-2 is scattering in 3D. So the goal is now, of course, to make direct connection to experiment to be able to describe any kind of scattering experiment with a formalism. And yeah, you can draw a picture like this. Here we have our target. And the target is described by a potential V of R in three dimensions. And what's important for our mathematics to work is that the potential has a limited range. So V of R is 0 for R greater than some radius capital R. And yeah, then we have a particle which we send to the potential, a projectile, projectile in Deutsch. And again, this has a almost perfectly defined momentum. I think there was a question two lectures ago that in quantum mechanics we can never absolutely precisely measure momentum and position. So when you say the particle is here and has a certain momentum, we mean that it's a Gaussian wave packet where both the momentum and the position is as good localized as possible in quantum mechanics. Yeah, and I think that's basically it already. We also introduced a time t0 before the scattering process. Here the particle should be far away from the target, in particular outside a region with radius r. As I said, this is a momentum, or if we use also h bar, then more precisely h bar k0. Yeah, also said that it's at t0 far away from the potential. And the first equation which we need also today is that the wave function of the particle at time t0, so before the scattering, is defined, it has a name, psi0. And what we can do, and we'll need this later, we can expand psi0. Yeah, in what way we choose it, I don't define precisely, but some kind of Gaussian wave packet is an example. And we can, of course, expand any wave function in terms of plane waves to write down a Fourier expansion, an integration over all momenta, then a wave function in momentum space, or a wave function in momentum space, and e to the plus I kr. Yeah, and for A, also, I wrote down a couple of properties. It must be normalized to describe a single particle. Then it must have a clear peak at k0, such that the particle has almost perfectly momentum k0. Then at t0, the wave function psi of r must be, or must have a peak far away of the target. And we also need to choose ak in such a way that the particle is indeed traveling to the right and hitting the potential at some later time. So this is quite obvious, but nevertheless, it's a list of four items you find in the script. Okay, and I mean, what do we need to do when you would like to describe a scattering process? A scattering process is kind of a time-dependent process, so we need to study how the wave packet travels towards the potential, hits the potential, and then maybe scattered in all possible directions. And in quantum mechanics, this is done by finding the eigenfunctions of the Hamiltonian, because when we have the eigenfunctions, or all the eigenfunctions of the Hamiltonian, we can immediately write down, at least in a formal way, say time evolution. And also almost only notation. The equation is certainly well known. It's a Schrödinger equation in three dimensions, which we need to solve to avoid confusion with our wave function. I use for the eigenfunctions phi, and typically I would put some kind of a neutral index here if we would develop scattering theory for the first time, but it will turn out in a few minutes that the momentum k is an ideal parameter to label all these energy eigenstates, and in order not to change the notation later, I use immediately the index k here. So this is the eigenvalue or Schrödinger equation, E of k, phi k of r, and the E of k is related in the usual way, h bar square k square over 2m, the relation between energy and momentum. Yeah, and again, if we can solve this, and it means finding the energies, this won't be difficult. I wrote them already down here. But of course, also finding the phi k, which is much more difficult, which is what we are probably doing for the first half of today's lecture. When we have them, then the time evolution.